Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Entertainment. With your host, Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, yeah, follow me. Peace.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
This is Isaiah, and on Friday night, I listen to GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Yeah.
All y'all want to pile on me, make it hard for me to breathe. Throw sand in my eyes and make it hard for me to see. Out of breath, can't see, feel hard to defeat. The history that I made, impossible to repeat. Spread rumors, point fingers, throw stones, judge me. Hate me, love me, hug me, curse me. Whatever, cause y'all fucking a pain, don't be mean. I'm clever, enough to know that the
Rich Money, don't.
I've been a demon that faces me. I've been through hell, lived in the belly of the beast. I confess my sins, but still didn't find peace. But like MJ and 5, I will 16.
Rich Money, hood first,
cause that's where I'm from. That's why the hood is always first to help me overcome. When I'm down, some of y'all cats act so strange. When I'm up, same cats wonder why I act so strange.
Don't
tell me change, please. You bitches are so lame. Something ain't y'all fault, and y'all so quick to blame. That's why I got number one on the back of my range. Y'all cats is full playing. I'm pregnant by the game.
Rich Money, don't.
Ball and chain, but I'm a child of God, so my destiny's ordained. Undisputed is a title I claim. Not to shoot the world up with this lyrical cocaine.
Rich Money, don't.
I'm about to bring the pain. Left jab, right hook, shedding down your brain. I could be surrounded by lions in the midst of the jungle, and still I'm a rumble, young man, rumble.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace ready. With your host, Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
What's going on, Dodger Divas? Welcome back to another episode of Love & Entertainment. I am your host, Rich Money. Storm will be tuning in a little later. But I want to let y'all in. Before we get started, I'd like to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, tonight, we have a spectacular show for y'all. This female is just, oh man, she is out of control with the lyrics. I'm going to keep it real with you. To me, I don't even think Nicki Minaj and them got nothing on this female, because I specifically heard her tracks. I just had surgery yesterday, and when I heard her music, I almost started dancing, almost tore my Achilles more. I'm going to keep it real with you. The artist we have coming on is up-and-coming artist, Abyss the Business. And you know what? You know how I do. I don't like to get into too much talking because, you know, time is crucial. And then people start calling and, you know, taking it on a whole nother level. So I like to get into it and make it start happening. So Dons and Divas, at this time, I want to introduce to y'all Abyss the Business. Abyss, are you there?
I'm here.
Wow. I just want to tell you.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I just want to make sure, you know, I'm properly set up here. You know, I heard the music, and, you know, after surgery, I was like, okay, I got to introduce her. I got to get into this.
That's
can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now, clearly.
All right, good. I appreciate that. So, Miss, I heard your tracks, and I'm not going to lie to you. I always pick a favorite track when it comes to an artist, and your track, all of them is fire. Putting in
Thank
work,
you.
Stand up, but why are you mad? Oh, my gosh. I was in here pushing my head so hard, I almost caught damn whiplash. Because that track, and MC Light is my girl, you know, Roughnecks and all that.
Oh, yeah,
but
I love her.
You killed it. Now,
nice, appreciate it.
Yeah, so how did you come up with your name, Abyss? Am I saying it right, first of all?
Yeah, it's Abyss.
Okay, Abyss the business. I know why it's the business. I actually know why. You know, now I listen to the track. I know,
no doubt.
I know why it's a business. But how did you come up with that whole name for your son, Abyss the Business? How did you come up with that?
So Abyss just originates from the regular definition of it, which is a depth that you cannot fathom. So it's, you know, sort of like a mystery. And when people see me, they never know what to expect. And, you know, they always get something new from me, you know, as far as me performing or, you know, my music just in general. And then I added an acronym to it, which stands for Ask Before You Speak Stupidity.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, and then a little bit later I added the business because, like you said, you know, when you hear the music, it's like, oh, she just gave us the business. And I've heard so many people say that, so I just added it.
I'm not going to lie, you know. I'm not going to lie, you know. I get on, I tell people their tracks and everything, you know, such and such. And I'm not even going to lie to you. I just heard your tracks today. Before, like earlier today. And I said, oh, what? I said, yo. What the? I'm not going to lie to you.
Nice.
I wasn't expecting it. I really wasn't. You know, I figured, you know, I have artists on. All artists are good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to have no shameless people on or anything like that. But I feel like it's not up to par, then I'm not going to put it on. You understand?
Right.
But it was something about your tracks that just like, I said, oh, damn. And, you know, I'm not trying to like, I'm being very serious with you. Because I'll be on here and I'll be like, well, you know, your tracks are such and such. You know, they're pretty good, you know. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, but you took it to a whole nother level. A whole nother level. Especially with these MCs out here. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I've been in the industry over 20 years. Dealt with everything, Rock Him Label and all that, Rob Swinger DJ and all that, been doing so much, had so many people on the station already and everything. But
nice.
Your music is like where I don't understand why it's not already all the way out there mainstream, like, you know, like Nicki or somebody. You understand? This is the feeling that I get when I hear your music, you know? And you got a unique style. You have a unique style. Now, how old was you when you first started rocking?
Man, so I fell in love with hip hop when I was 7. When I first heard Queen Latifah on For the Love of Money. I fell in love with hip hop back then. But you know, I've always written, you know, just little rhymes, like even in like elementary when I was 10 and 11, you know, I had a little partner. We used to call each other Nice and Easy. And we would rap together and stuff. You know, just I was always into it. But I've been rapping, you know, chasing this dream for the last 10 years.
Wow. You know, ain't no doubt about it. That dream gonna come true because we definitely gonna support you. Definitely gonna do what we gotta do because ain't no way.
I appreciate
it. Definitely got to be pushed out there. You know what I'm saying? Hard, real hard. So the people actually see what real rapping is about as well. Because nowadays, you got these artists out here that's not even sending out messages when they're rhyming. You understand? And they getting paid millions, you know? Compared to the artists back then, you know, they was sending out messages and they wasn't really getting nothing.
Right.
You know, which is a bad thing about it. Now, if you could perform with anybody that's out now, who would it be and why?
Perform with anybody out now. I think I would want to perform with P perform with Eminem.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! Eminem. Like yeah. He's sick.
Yeah, Eminem ain't no joke.
Right, I love his energy, and I love his passion about the culture. Like it's not about the money for him. It's about the actual hip hop culture and the people, and he just do it because he love it.
Yeah, you know what? And that's one thing about Eminem. Eminem, he really was a type that kept to himself. He just did what he had to do, he made that paper until he started getting a little, you know, a little cocky on certain people.
Yeah. That comes with the territory, though. That's hip hop.
Yeah. I definitely get it. That's how you got to do it sometimes. That's definitely how you do it sometimes.
Yeah.
So you was influenced by when you were seven. So, I mean, you know, started rapping when you were seven. You fell in love with hip hop. But who would you say besides Queen Latifah influenced you to start rhyming?
But besides Queen Latifah?
Yeah.
MC Light, Bahamadia, Lauryn Hill. Even Naughty by Nature, like that whole set, like, you know, I loved it, cause they were having fun with it, you know.
You're absolutely right. They was. And that's another thing about it. They was definitely having fun with it. Now, when it comes, cause I also heard your productions, who produced your tracks. They definitely did their thing. Do you use one producer or do you use random producers to produce your tracks?
I have one in-house producer, Podium Music. His name is Fontaine. Shout out to Fontaine. He does my production, but I also deal with other producers. Like whenever I hear something that catches my ear, or you know, it gives me a certain feeling, then I'll go ahead and I'll, you know, inquire about the track.
Wow. Well, you know what I want to do right now? I want to get into one of your tracks right now. Cause we actually have three of your tracks. I had four. But
okay.
I don't have a demo. We definitely had three. But well, first one I want to get into. Oh Lord, which one did I get into? You know what? Let's go with. See, I'm trying to. You see me right? Let's go with Putting in Work. Tell us about that one.
Okay. Putting in Work, pretty much. See, I do CrossFit. Like I'm very active. And I like to have a healthy lifestyle. So it's all about, like, putting in that work for me every day at the gym, putting in work every day in whatever your craft is, whatever your passion is. It's about putting in that work and showing people what you made of.
Okay.
So, you know putting in that work all day.
All right. So, you know what? I want you to introduce that next track. All
right. So, it's the one and only Abyss, a.k.a. The Business, and this is my track right here, Putting in Work, to Remy Ma, Fat Joe.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Entertained with your host, Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Parental discretion is advised.
The one and only Abyss, a.k.a. The Business. It's the remix.
Bad bitches, killing every one of them. Monster, yeah, they say I'm one of them. Inspired, watch the way I lift it up. They don't care about 17, took my 16, doing nothing. It look like I've been putting in work. It look like I've been putting in work. It look like I've been putting in work all day. Get it. It look like I've been putting in work. It look like I've been putting in work. It look like I've been putting in work all day. Get it.
Summer's over, about to take over this autumn. You ought to know from the way that they sitting that she ain't bought them. Throwing the iron on them, put that work in the morning.
All day.
Come up without the alarm and they mad at her. The fact that she bad without a stitch. She ravenous in the gym and be spazzing in the kitchen. Whipping that shit that makes these Christians lose their religion like,
oh. Lord and Lord, Shorty is thick with it. She can get it, whatever she wants, they be willing to give it. I mean, it's undeniable, they feel it in their spirit. See, when you got that it factor, all that fake shit don't matter. Mad stiff, watching me climb up the ladder.
Bad bitches, killing every one of them. Monster, yeah, they say I'm one of them.
It's what a baby.
It look like I've been put in work. It look like I've been put in work. It look like I've been put in work. All day, all day. Get it, get it. It look like I've been put in work. It look like I've been put in work. It look like I've been put in work. All day, all day.
Cypher circuit, rebirth the lyrical murderer. Put me up out the ashes and flames. Brush the dirt off her. Realize just why I do this. I'm my best in my truest form. Knew it from the day I was born. I am not normal. Lord, I thank you for all this time. All these lessons and all the signs pointing me off in the right direction. I'm blessed and I count them blessings. Ain't no second guessing. When I step in, I ain't stressed. I'm strapped with them holy weapons. And I prosper. They ain't gonna win when I spit that gospel. Mad at me cause I am no imposter. Only one dope enough for this roster. Hip hop my religion like a roster. Killer, she blood clot, shot, shot, shot.
Bad bitches, killing every one of them. Monster, yeah, they say I'm one of them. In the fire, watch the way I lift it up. They don't care about 17, cause my 16's doing
well.
It look like I've been put in work. It look like I've been put in work. It look like I've been put in work. All day, all day. Get it, get it. It look like I've been put in work. It look like I've been put in work. All day, get it,
all day, baby. Cypher Circuit, Podium Music, the one and only Abyss, the business. Stay tuned for that black suit and pink slips. Coming soon.
Yeah.
That's that fire right there. Now, like I said, your style is real unique. So when it comes to you writing, how long do it actually take for you to write? Let's just say 16 bars.
Sometimes it depends on the track. Like I need to be motivated. So from anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. Because I'm so detailed, like I'm so like I'm a perfectionist, so it gotta be right.
I definitely feel you on that. Now, when it comes to you writing your chorus, cause I know a lot of artists when they write their chorus, they do it to the music. Do you do your chorus to beat to the music, or do you write your chorus first and find the beat?
Oh, okay, yeah, I feel what you're saying. No, I listen to the track first. And I write the hook first, along to the beat, and then I write my verses. Because to me, the hook is the most important part.
Exactly. So, now let me ask you, you're an up-and-coming artist, you're a female, you're definitely doing your thing. You know, you did the, you was on LeBron Killing Ambassador. Tell us about that. What was that like?
Oh, it was nice. I enjoyed myself. You know, he's an awesome person. He had, you know, great energy, great story to tell. I loved it. It was a great feeling to be in the building and share, you know, those moments.
So, now, what could you deliver to an up-and-coming artist? What would you tell them, somebody trying to get to where you at? What advice can you give them?
To simply stay true to themselves. If they have such a passion for what they do, always stay true to themselves and continue to like hone their craft. Like practice. There's no such thing as too much practice. Like you have to know your craft like the back of your hand. and to just, you know, stay at it, stay persistent, never let anybody, you know, talk them down or talk them out of their dreams. You know, if, when you have a passion and it's the only thing you think of day in and day out, then you got to chase that.
Okay. So what makes Ambitious different from any other artist that's out there?
I will not conform. I won't do it. I have to be me. I have to stay true to myself. I always say the best thing that I've done in my career so far is I haven't sold my soul. You know? I see so many, you know, they sell their souls to get to the next level or to get, you know, a certain amount of money or to get the fame. And that's just not me. I won't conform.
That's just something you definitely gonna go with, you know. Like, let's say for instance, let me ask you this first, because I never asked a female this. I always ask a guy this, and I never asked a female this. What's the difference between an MC and a rapper?
So, yeah. So a rapper to me is inside of an MC, right? Rap is about rhyming words. That's it. You take a word and you rhyme it with another one. That's rapping to me over an instrumental, a beat. You know, whether it's a track or whether it's acapella. You know, like a beat on a table or something like that. An MC knows how to control a crowd. You understand what I'm saying? They know how to engage with the crowd. They deliver thought-provoking lyrics. They put feeling into their music. That's what I feel an MC is.
Okay. Now, I'm going to get back to the music, but I also see you're a graphic designer.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So I've had.
Wasn't expecting that one, was.
No, it wasn't. So I've had my graphic design company. It's called Business Design, and that's a play off of my name, Business Design. I've had it for the last 3 years. I love being creative. I love to create. It came from noticing that I needed promotion for myself. Like, I needed visual graphics for people to engage with my material. And I said to myself, well, I know there are a lot of other artists out here that need the same thing. And all of these companies out here, they're so expensive, you know, and upcoming artists, like, we don't really have budgets that much. You know, we're grinding and we're trying to put our money into our music, per se. So I said, let me create a little company that's affordable, but also gives quality work to my upcoming artists and small businesses, because the graphics are needed. You there?
All right, so I'm just going to chime in real fast. This is Storm. How are you?
I'm good.
Sorry I'm late. Good. I'm just listening. I'm enjoying myself, though. Enjoying myself.
Awesome.
So the last thing, of course, you were just explaining was about your design company, your graphic design company, correct?
Right. Right.
Okay. All right. So my question that I have for you is, you say that it's affordable, because, you know, we might have some people for you. I'm just saying that's looking
nice.
For graphic. That's looking for people that can do like graphic design. work that can design different, whether it's a picture that they send in that they just want like some crazy graphics done to it. We definitely have to talk, you know, off the, you know, behind the scenes, just to just go over
right.
exactly what you do, or if you have a website, make sure you give the website out for the callers and listeners that can definitely go on the website and see, you know, what you've done so far. So this way, you know, you can get some new clientele. You know, let's get some
yeah,
stuff
nice.
Going. You know,
I love it.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's work. Sorry, Rich
mm-hmm.
Money. Sorry, I'm late.
No problem. No problem at all. We have somebody I want to speak to you. We're basically just going to bring them on real fast. Hello,
okay.
Paula. You there?
Yo.
Yo.
Hey. What's good? What's good, bitch?
What up, Black?
What's going on?
What's up? How you been?
Just chiming in, you know, tuning in and everything while I'm at work real quick. So I had to shout you out and all that. Let all the viewers, listeners know how great an artist you are. I'm like your number one fan.
No doubt. Appreciate it, man.
You know
this is my man in Black.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay,
I gotta support her as much as I can from wherever I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because she definitely going to take it to the next level. Ain't no question about it.
Yeah, that's
one of my Asians right here in Black, another dope MC.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I do my little 1-2. You know what I'm saying? But you know, when you got someone that's so competitive, such as Abyss, you always have to be like, let me pull this right off the bench, cause I'm gonna need these right here, because she gonna come with some heat. So you gotta always remember that. And for those that don't know, they'll find out by the time she's done leaving the stage. You know what I'm saying? So I always told her, if I win, she gonna win. You know what I'm saying? So I wanna make sure, I wanna see her shine. I just feel like she deserves more support, like just those who are around her every day. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Give her what she needs, support her. Because I hate to see when people try to put a roadblock when they need to sit their behind down and just give her what she wants. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Appreciate you, Black.
I'm trying to get my credit better so I can get a loan so I can help her.
You know what? That's real talk right there, you know? That's some
right,
real
yeah.
talk right there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got love for her, man. I got a lot. Listen, when I first saw her over, dang, it's been a minute. When I first saw her, she won a show at Don mm-hmm. Hills. It was Get Your Buzz Up. You know what I'm saying? She won that, and I was caught from there. I was like, yo, she dope. I need to get to know her and see, you know what I'm saying? And ever since then, we've just been rocking, man. If I got a show and I see if it benefits her, I'll be like, yo, this is, you know, I got 30 minutes here. Come take 15 or whatever and do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I, for one, don't never try to, you know what I'm saying? So, but I ain't going to take up all the time because y'all have to extend your time. There's so much to say about it. You know what I'm saying? So, and the graphics is just phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? So,
excellent.
That's just, you got to know, you got to pay attention to her posts and what she doing to understand that she go hard. This is what she do. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people want to gravitate, but they can't catch up. They can't. You know what I'm saying? It's not fair to them, so they just got to fall back and sit on the bench.
Appreciate
you,
Black.
Abyss, you the truth, all right?
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Appreciate
you.
Later.
All right.
He's definitely got the real. He's definitely got the core. That's a good thing. You don't hear too many people come on and speak that highly, you know. They speak about a person, but they won't speak as highly as he just spoke, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, that's he says, I got 30 minutes. I'm going to give her 15. That's what I was talking about.
No doubt.
He gonna share that time so this way you can shine as well. And that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and he does have a good point, because you know, nowadays in this business you do need a support system, and you need people to support you, not just your immediate, but you wanna get, you know, your support team all over. So this way you have a lot of different supporters that can, you know, reach out to other people, and they could spread the word that, hey, this is what she's doing. She's dope. She's on her grind. She's doing great. You know, check this out. Check this song out. You know, so this way,
right.
I agree. I definitely agree. And he sounds like, you know, he's a good person to have in your corner as well as a support team.
Yeah, he cool.
He cool. No. I know I'm just chiming in, but Rich Money, because I'm just chiming in, I just wanted to know what inspired you to be an artist.
So I had I told Rich about me falling in love with hip hop when I was 7. When I first heard Queen Latifah on For the Love of Money, and I was listening to the track and I was like, oh, that beat's nice. And then I realized it was a girl. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, oh my goodness, like, that's a girl. Because I always used to see, like, Naughty by Nature, I always used to see the guys, and I never saw, you know, any girls. And then I heard her, and it was a wrap from then.
Excellent. So what motivates you to keep on going now?
Just the fact that I absolutely love the hip hop culture. It's like, it's a soulful thing. Like, to my core, I love it. And I just want to make it known to the youth, because they don't seem to know about where hip hop came from. They don't seem to, you know, most of the rappers nowadays, they don't seem to pay homage to who started it, and
right.
all of the legends. So I just want to make hip hop known. And I also just, you know, I love creating. I have a message for, you know, women. I have a message for our young people, just everybody, like, through all walks of life. I have messages for everybody, and I just feel like I'm the voice of my people. So I just want to get my voice out there.
Excellent. So Rich Money, I know you have a question, but are you on YouTube at all? Like, say, is there any videos that you have that's on YouTube that I could share? What we do is, while the show is airing live, we post up in our general questions forum, and pretty much we input the interview. Like, some of the stuff that you're saying, it's in there. If you have videos and stuff that's on YouTube, I'm going to put that in there. If you have anything, you know, that you want to promote, that you want it to be in a group forum, I'm going to put that in there as well. So I don't know if you have a YouTube that you want to give me, so I could input that information in.
Sure, that's fine. You need it now?
Yes, please.
Okay, so the handle is Only One Abyss. So OnlyOneAbyss.
Okay, I'm slow. Hold on. Say this. Only One what?
Only One Abyss.
Okay, so Only and then One, and then Odess, is spell it O-D-E-S-S?
No, A-B-Y-S-S.
A-B-Y-S-S. See, I told you I was a little slow. Okay, gotcha. Okay, because I want to be able to post it. Oh, I see. Oh, look at you. Okay. Sorry about that. All right, I'm going to share all that in there as well. All right, gotcha.
All right,
so anything that's on your channel is everything that you've done. For the most part, right? Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to share, like, some of the videos and stuff that's on there in the forum as well.
Okay, great.
All right, so go ahead, Rich Money. Sorry.
No problem. Now, Abyss, I see you did a car show for Funkmaster Flex. Car show.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that like? Because I see you also did No Incident with my man Drago. You know, that's my man from Bronzedale. You know,
Brother.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
So, Funkmaster Flex, I'm not sure if he still does it, but he used to have an annual car show, and they would travel, like, up and down the East Coast. So he invited artists to do a showcase there. And I was never aware that he was doing showcases. So I guess this was, like, the first time he had done, like, an artist showcase inside of his car show. And it was like a little competition. And it was artists from up and down the East Coast. It was like thousands of people in there. It was tons of celebrities. I remember very clearly that Busta Rhymes was there, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, he dope." But
God, I love Busta Rhymes. Oh my God, oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
So I ended up going up against like two other guys like toward the end, and it was just me and my manager there. Like nobody else was there, like as a fan base or anything. And the whole entire crowd was like, "Yo, she's the winner!" Like they chose me over everybody else. And so I got a single deal through Koch Records, and that's how I ended up recording with Drag On.
Wow. Oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
What I'm saying. You know, from Bronx down and everything. You know, we grew up together and all that. Now, but what I want to do is, I want to get into this fire right here. This joint right here, have my head just, I think I call whiplash. Why are you mad? Tell us about that joint right there.
Oh, well, why are you mad? You know, every successful anybody is going to have haters, and they always going to talk. And so that's pretty much what this is about. It's an anthem dedicated to your haters. Like, you see what I'm doing. And I'm being facetious by asking you, why you mad, though? Pretty much.
Well, you know what? We gonna get into this joint, because this joint, when I heard it, I said, wow. All right, Dons and Divas, here's some more fire by Abyss the Business. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Entertained. With your host. Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
This is the GQ Palace. It's exclusive.
It's butter, baby.
You know what
baby,
I noticed?
Baby,
what, girl? No matter what you do, you always gonna have some haters. And just when you think the hate is done, it's like, really? I can't have a hit? But why? Okay. Since y'all got a hate on everything I do, you know, since I can't live,
yeah?
They be like, hot damn, ho, here she go again. Still murdering words perfectly, perfect without the surgery. Surgically removing the worst of the worst urgently. Emergency, 911, they reporting third degree. Homicide, but why, like they never heard of me. Surprised, like flashing before their eyes, now they nervous me. Cursing, sitting in the corner like they're nervous me. They blurry, I ain't worried, they ain't hurting me. That's why I be asking, you mean? Always got their mouth open, slow poking their nose in your business. Trying to make it seem they up to date on your statistics. Wishing they had a clue, spreading rumors off that wish list. The list with all the wishing they had your characteristics. Wanna be you so bad, don't they? Too bad he broke the mold when he made the one and only. They told me at the top that it's gonna be pretty lonely. I don't need nobody with me if you're phony.
Don't know. nobody do it like I do. They have yet to show and prove it. My music ain't just amusement, it's truth inside of a movement. Born into it, I'm fluent. Can't carbon copy my blueprint. Balls on top of these markers, whose markers were found and ruined. You doing too much. Yep, you losing. Look for can't touch. Yeah, you stupid if you think that human in me could give a fuck about you basic haters. You say chasing the way I've been this wave. I'm a drill sharp. You get ate up. Keep trying to play a player. I don't be playing fair. I stay fresh to death and you stay gasping for air. Hope you said you a prayer. Petty and I don't care. If you coming for me, make sure you come with a payer. Yeah, I'm talking brass. I be dishing your back. You shouldn't be throwing rocks from your house made out of glass. Grow up, you moving too fast. They ruin you trash. You doomed to get past. You ain't first, you last.
I see what you're talking about now. And I guess that's why you're mad.
That's my joint right there.
Thank you.
That joint right there is crazy. Oh, but so, wow. Wow. And you know what's funny? Cause I can see, I also see a bunch of females in the club saying it. Why are you mad, though?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
We got somebody on the line for you. Hold on. Hello, Cola, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
You know who that is.
What's going on, Queen?
What's up, man?
Everybody,
that's my manager, y'all, Big Nash.
Oh, Big Nash. What's going on, big fella?
I'm hanging in there, my brother. I'm hanging in there. You know, I gotta get back on black. You got to step back because I'm the number one fan here. You know, blood, sweat, and tears. But, yo, hey, babe, we coming to it now. We getting around to it.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You have $1 million star on your hand right there, man.
I know. Right. Hey, when I first heard it, I already knew that.
I appreciate it.
Star on your hand.
Thank you.
No doubt, no doubt. Just going straight to the top. Forget the stars. We're going to the next solar system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying. Yo, but I'm proud of her. I mean, mm-hmm. Every time she stepped on the stage, my eyes are just glittering with joy. You know?
That's what's up.
You're number
and
one,
how long
queen.
Have
you're
you
number
guys
one.
Been,
keep doing your thing.
How long have you guys been working together?
I'm sorry?
It's been 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, 10 long years doing
it's
this.
Just
and, there you go. Like I said, it's all blood, sweat, and tears, and it's starting to come to a point. Everything that happened happened for a reason.
That's right. Vicious season.
Yeah,
now,
I'm excited.
It definitely is. Now, let me ask Mash something real fast. What first caught your eye, got you to like, I want to manage this artist?
Well, she mentioned to me that she can rap. And everything. And in the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, okay, you and how many other people? So I had a friend of mine who had a friend of his who was a producer and had a studio. And she went on ahead over there, listened to a couple of beats and everything that he had. And she came out with her first EP. And guy called me up and said, yo, Nash, man. Yo, Nash. I'm like, what? Yo, you got something in your hands here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, I'm like, yeah, okay. Let me hear it for myself. And I heard it, I said, you know what? I think we have something here. And the rest is history.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I think you're right.
You know, I'm proud of her. Like I said, every time she hit that stage and she comes down, it's funny. Every time we go to a show, everybody look at her, they're like, okay, yeah, who's this person? And blah, 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 blah. Then she come off that stage, now everybody wants to be all on her.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, but you know, that's the way the industry is. Sometimes you don't know an artist, but until you get that feel, and once you get that feel, then
exactly.
It's like, because, you know, it's like, wow. Oh, yeah. Because I
exactly.
We had an artist in an event that did that. He was just featuring, and everybody thought he won. And he was like, nah, I'm just featuring. Even the ones that, you know, they was like, oh, you won. He was like, nah, I'm just featuring. I ain't even go in
there. Yeah, right.
You know, when you got that talent, God gifted with it, you know, everybody knows it. Nothing that, you know, they can do about it. So, yeah, they're going to show up because they know what's about to go down. You understand? You know, it's a big thing right there. They're going to do that.
So what's next? So my question is, so what's next for you? What do you have next in store for her?
Nash?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guys cut me off. Repeat that again?
No, I said, so with you being her manager, what's next for her? Like, what do you have next for her?
What's next for her? We're trying to, matter of fact, we linked up with Ms. Mac Marketing. And she's part of the marketing and promo team. Exactly. So we're working with her right now, and she's going to start promoting her and shooting her out to a whole bunch of different networks. So what's next on the agenda, we're working with Ron Killings and just doing a whole bunch of other numerous things that's really going to throw her out there.
Excellent.
Wow.
We have more shows lined up.
We have more collaborations lined up. We have her EP is coming out soon. I'm not sure if she mentioned that, but I'll let her talk about that. And like I said, the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I was about to say, yeah, get out of here with your road noise.
Hey, I wear many hats. All right, Joe, y'all have a good one. Keep up the good work.
All right,
all right, now.
Later.
Now,
right.
We're going to get into one more of your chats, but I just want to ask you something.
Oh, you are super.
Now, you want to say something? Storm, go ahead.
No. He was asking her if she mentioned something, and I couldn't understand what he said, so I was going to ask her, what did he say? Did you?
He said, did I mention my EP that's coming out? No, I didn't mention it.
Come on, why are you holding back? Come on now. Because we were vibing.
Yeah, we were vibing. So I was getting Rich asked questions, and then you came in and you started asking questions. So we good.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that. Right. But you also had something out before. I'm sorry, Storm. But you also had something out called The Wife, Not the Mistress.
Yeah, that's my street album. That's a classic street album right there. It's from 2010, but it's still relevant. Like, it's just bars on top of bars. And the title is pretty much like, okay, so the wife, not the mistress. Like, I'm everything hip-hop needs and everything that hip-hop can ask for. There's no need for another. Like, I'm everything rolled up in one. So that's what that means.
Wow. Okay. You remind me of Rich Money. What's the movie? When it was on TV, and was it Brown Sugar?
Love and Hip Hop. Mm-hmm.
Was it? Oh my God. Yes. You remind me of that because she had a passion for it.
Oh, yeah, she had a passion for hip hop. Yeah, right.
That's what it was, right? Mm-hmm. Brown Sugar. She had a passion for hip hop. And everything she did was surrounded by hip hop. And like as you're speaking, you remind me of that movie, of how her passion was so strong, and how everything she did was just hip hop. Who was in it? Rich Funny. It's not Nia Long. Who is it?
No, I forgot her name. She played on I forgot her name.
I'm gonna look it up. Even if you just look at like a clip of it, it's certain things that you say remind me of that, because everything that she was doing was about hip hop, because hip hop was getting like drained and flooded with like all this other type of music that's coming out now, and it was taking away from the value of hip hop and how it originated. That was pretty much the moral of it.
Okay. Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. Because now you did 2012, you did Ambis, and AIM, Ambis is mandatory, 2000, then you did 2014, and you just doing your thing. Two Down with the Season. You was on Fox. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was awesome. Such an awesome experience. So I did this show called New York Star of the Day. And it was hosted by Ernie Anassis. And some of the judges were DJ Enough and Simone Boyce from Fox 5. And it was a competition, a singing competition. And I had entered through Reverb Nation. And they actually, I didn't expect them to take my my submission, but they called me back because they were looking for a new dynamic to the show.
Oh.
And so they heard that I could sing, but I also rap. And so they were like, wow, maybe she could bring a new dynamic to the show. And so they reached out, and I went, and I won two shows. And but I didn't get to the fourth round because this soulful singer, like, she blew me out of the water. It was okay. I was like, go ahead, girl, get it. It's all good, you know. But you know, it was a great experience. Tons of talent there. Lots of recognition and exposure nationwide. You know, I'd do it again. You know, the journey is how it's supposed to be. Like, you know, I went there, I got that experience, and, you know, moving on. If that wasn't my door, it's all right. It's plenty more that I can go try.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, let's get into a mash with this new EP. Tell us about that, because I'm going to play one more of your songs, but I want you to tell us about this EP, this new joint that's coming out.
Yeah, so this EP is pretty much bringing back the essence of hip hop. I did an R&B EP back in 2014, and it's all right. And I brought to the fans like a different side of me in that.
Mm-hmm.
But after I was done with that, I said, you know what? I got to get back to that hip hop essence. Like, I got to bring that back. So this is the EP that I'm working on now. A lot of rappers, like I said before, they don't seem to know actually what hip hop is. A lot of the female rappers aren't, to me, they aren't doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're putting out crappy music because it seems like it's okay to put out crappy music and be able to make money from the crappy music because the kids are just eating it up. You know, they're being force fed the crappy music, so they're buying it, you know? So I'm just trying to bring back the essence of hip-hop. And the title of the EP is going to be called Black Suits and Pink Slips. And what that means is it's going to be a lot of funerals and a lot of people being fired because they're not doing their job.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You had me sitting here thinking, what was that? Then when you explained it, yes, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be fire, too. So make sure you put us on to that, you know. Shout out to Miss Mac. I know Miss Mac going to put us on, you know, let us know a little something.
Yeah.
And we just met Mash, you know, such size. And but I want to get into one more of your singles. Stand Up. Tell us about that.
Okay, so Stand Up is pretty much a message to my people. It's about coming together, unifying, because we are all we have. You know, it's been a long journey, and we need to stop fighting amongst ourselves because there are so many other people that are trying to fight us and keep us down. And we need to unify and become strong and stand up together because,
that's right,
you know, together we're unstoppable.
Okay. We're going to get into that right now.
Yes.
All right, Dons and Divas, like I said, and Bitch the Business, she ain't nothing to play with. Real talk.
She ain't no joke.
This is another one of her joints called Stand Up.
Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment, is Butter Baby. Make it happen. Hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Entertainment. With your host, Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
Stand up.
This is GQ Palace. Exclusive.
Stand up. A bit. My people, this is a message to you. I value your life and I love you too. Now, if we felt this way with each other, helping our sisters and brothers, imagine what we can do, huh? Yep, it's tough within, we need to make it right. We can't keep looking away, we gotta go toward the light. We need to fight for the things that we believe in. Don't do it just because, show them we here for a reason. If you got air in your lungs, your heart is beating. You don't need no assistance to move your feet in. You got a voice, can please use it to speak when unjust acts are committed on human beings. If we stand together like the dream of a king, just like brothers in arms until that freedom rings. Ain't no need for violence, we can do it in peace. You and I, T.Y., the advice of a queen. Let us start today, cause tomorrow's too late. Fight for change, if we don't, then there is no escape. And it won't happen overnight, we gotta pave the way. Set examples for those who follow us to emulate. Are you willing to march through the sandstorm? Cause trust, we gon' get some dirt in our eyes. Thrown lie after lie, it's only right that we plan for it. Action should come right after your thought. If you move, it's cause you feel that you ought to. Think back to the way that we fought, from the pain that they caused. What a tip to be taught. Enough for us to know that we should never give up. Teach the youth so they know why they need to get up. Seek the truth, you know the system is set up. Feed us cancer with no intention to make us better.
You need to educate yourself with your history.
Come on. If you know where you're from, you know where you're meant to be. Learn your amendments, all these laws and conditions, to hold your position as a law-abiding citizen. Simply knowing a thing or two won't make a difference. We need to put on these suits so we can implement all this knowledge combined to calm temperament. And the moment we all rise, it is imminent. Have never been a nigga. Stop hating yourself, take your finger off the trigger. Embrace your brother and look at the bigger picture. Break the cycle and deliver this message to your sister. Queen, you are not a bad bitch. You're a phenomenal woman, created as a gift. The backbone of men, the nurturer of the kids. Inside you is the universal healing of the spirit. Hear that? Together we are unstoppable. The only weapon that they have is psychological. But when you become aware of the obstacles, it helps you understand that anything is possible. Let go of all the pain and the hatred. Let go of the anger. Let go of the slave shit. Break the chains. Let go of enslavement. Come up from the underground. Come up out that basement. We are architects. Build the foundation. We are teachers. Spread that education. We are powerful, united as a race. We are anything we want to be. Now the time and the place.
It's Butter Baby.
Everybody going on in this joint. Mentor and everything. And all this, you know, you got a little Chief, KRS-One, you got a little everybody up in there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and that's what's good, because you're versatile with it. You're not just simply talking about one thing like Nicki Minaj and Bobby Dodd. She talk about, you know, she got lyrics, but she's constantly talking about the same thing. Eat my groceries,
right.
And you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You switching everything up. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I ain't hear a female flow like yours in a very, very long time.
Oh,
like I said, I've been in the industry over 20
about
years.
The same thing. Yeah.
Nice.
I was literally just about to say that. I just actually put that in the forum. I haven't heard a female sound like you in a very long time. A very long
time.
And I was actually thinking of all the artists we've had on GQ Palace over the years, too. And I must say, I believe you're the first female, especially to have me like, wow, okay.
And that's
nice.
That's okay. Funny. I told her that when you wasn't even on the air.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I really did. When I heard the music, I called Ms. Mack. I said, your hard stuff is fire. Ms. Mack was like, oh, you didn't hear it, huh? I said, no. Wow. Now,
you're definitely hot.
Thank you. Man, so the next step is just like Nash said, you know, we just trying to get everything grounded, you know, get a foundation underneath me, because for so long, you know, we've been grinding to get it, and we've had so many meetings with, you know, industry executives and the like, and they've always wanted me to be somebody else. Or, you know, like
right.
somebody that's already in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to, you know, we need to build that foundation and get me started as Abyss. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
right.
There's only one Abyss. So,
that's
you know,
right.
I don't need to come into the industry like somebody else. So that's what we're building right now.
Right. But you know what? It's great how, go ahead, Rich Money.
No, I was going to ask you, did you ever find out the name of the person? Because now it's on my mind.
Yes. Sanaya Lathan. She played Brown Sugar. Of course, it's her playing it. But the role that she plays is, I want to say she's like a hip-hop exec. And her thing is she wants to be, she's an A&R exec. And she wants to be able to get everyone to remember why hip-hop got started. And could take you back
nice.
There. Like her goal and her mission of the whole pretty much movie is to let everyone know that this is hip hop. The music that's being played back then in that era was hip hop. You know, like what
nice.
We hear nowadays that people are trying to do, you know, necessarily it's not really hip hop when you think about where hip hop came from and how it got started and the message that they were sending. A lot of it's
right.
not hip hop. So in the movie, she plays, she wants everyone to know that this music right here, this is hip-hop, and that the people
mm-hmm.
that's coming out with music now should take it back then and remember what was the sole purpose of hip-hop. That's what I thought of when I was listening to you speak. I thought of that. And that was
a
good movie.
Dope. Now I got to go watch it.
and when you watch it, you're going to say, okay, I see what Storm was saying, because a lot of things that she was saying is similar to like the message that she was saying. Like, listen,
okay.
This is hip hop. What I'm doing is I want people to understand what hip hop really is, the message
mm-hmm.
behind what I'm saying. I don't want to just say one thing and let that be my whole message every song I do. You know,
right.
No, you have a message for every single track that you do, and you're keeping it grounded, and you're also not, you know, exploiting yourself in the process. Like you were just explaining
mm-hmm.
how, like, you know, you've had a lot of meetings, and the meetings you went through, they want you to be somebody else. Well,
right.
In some of today's hip-hop, they want people to be like someone else, and they're okay with it. And I think it's great that you're not okay with it, because it's only one you, you know, and that's what keeps you authentic. So I commend you.
Right. Thank you.
And this, wow. I ain't gonna lie, I was not expecting it. I was not. And you know, I'm not gonna lie, you know, I spoke to Yolanda. I said, we gonna do what we gotta do, because I ain't hear a female like this in a very long time. I haven't even heard a female like this the way you said. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this should have been way out there, long, way out there. You know what I mean?
I always say all in God's timing. Like it's gonna happen when it's supposed to. And
that's right.
And it's gonna happen in a way that people gonna know it's God.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. I agree. Excellent.
Where you see Abyss, you know, I don't even know what that's saying. Where you see Abyss at in, let's say, two years from now.
I see Abyss. I wanna say a global icon. That's what I wanna say.
Excellent.
Because that's my goal. Like I have so much to say to people. You know, it's just I'm full of emotion. I'm full of love and just so many messages. I see people, you know, going through things on a daily basis, and I write from my soul. I write from my heart, and I just want to give that message. Tell people to, you know, keep going, keep pushing, keep striving, never give up on their dreams, you know, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got so much to say.
Excellent.
Wow.
And don't worry, when you speak, they're going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
They are. Watch, they're going to listen, and you're going to be like, all right, yeah, now I have your attention.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to go far. You're definitely doing big things, and, you know, I just heard the music tonight, and I'm definitely a new fan. I'm definitely.
Thank you so much. That's what I like to hear.
you're going to have a lot of them, believe me. You're going to have a lot of them. Ain't no question about it. Definitely going to have a lot of them. And what I want to say to you is that we're going to do everything we can to push it out there. You know, I'm not trying to brag on myself. I have a lot of connections. I know Ms. Matt got a lot of connections. We're going to do what we can.
Uh-huh.
Because this, everybody needs to hear this. You know what I mean? You know,
I appreciate y'all so much.
Yeah, and you know, I deal with certain people like Storm Know, Ms. Matt, and a lot of people know. I only deal with people that I feel is very, very serious about it. But you have some artists out here, they have that song, but you could tell they're not really serious about it. They like, all right, well,
mm-hmm.
I don't try this many times. I'm not doing this before. Oh, they got that one song. They want to be that one hit wonder. And, you know, I deal with a lot. You know, I just do what I can with everybody. If I feel like, all right, this is something that definitely this person is serious and they definitely going to take it to another level, oh, we're going to do mm-hmm. all we can. Ain't no question about it.
Okay.
Ain't
nice.
No question about it. But
nice.
Definitely
well,
want to
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's just that's what I tell you. Matter of fact, I don't know if you're in the area. No, you're not in New York, right?
No, I'm in Jersey, Plainfield.
You're in Jersey. Oh, okay. Because I was gonna see if you actually wanted to come to an event. This way, you get to meet people on June 4th. You know, it's
June 4th.
We deal with Nonstop Media. Cuban Link's gonna be there. Shampoo from Def Jam Recording is one of the judges. It's a showcase, but it's real big. Cuban Link gonna
okay,
be there.
So
Def Jam, Shampoo from Def Jam Recording is gonna be there. Will from 105.1 gonna be there. The judges and Chrissy Monroe from Love and Hip Hop is hosting. You know,
let's,
if you're interested,
let
me know. Okay, well, you know,
let's
no
set it up.
Okay,
you know what to do. Reach out to her people. And go from there.
Yeah. Just let me know.
Is there a way I can
uh-huh.
I can perform? Like, or is it wrapped up already?
It's too late now. I wish I'd have knew you beforehand. I would have surely got you up there to feature.
I don't know,
no
Rich Money. Speak to your connects, Rich Money. Speak to your connects. Never say no without speaking to your
connects.
See
how?
You know?
Yeah, because I know he already
That's
told
awesome.
Me sold out and everything. So. You know what I'm saying? I know when you say it's sold out, you know. But that matter of fact, what I was telling you about earlier, the person I got up there to feature, everybody thought he won when he was just a feature. But, you know, let me make some calls.
I would love if you can ask for me.
Exactly.
I surely am. Because this is something you big.
The question.
And you know what? I'm
going to say it. Look, Abyss, we only need a few minutes. That's it. We only need a few. Like, I'm getting up there with you, right? We only need a few minutes. Give a few minutes up there. That's it, you know.
Awesome.
Matter of fact, you know,
I love it.
Even if you just want to come and you just want to meet people, I'm still going to make the call. But if you still want to come, Storm is actually going to be there. I'm not going to be there because I just had surgery. But, you know, you, Miss Mac want to come and Mash want to come, just let me know and we'll get y'all in there. But I'm definitely going to call about the feature, though, and see what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah. Just a few minutes. Just a few minutes. Just tell him we'll
Please do.
Yeah.
You
won't
Thank
regret
you so
it.
Much.
He'll be happy.
And what I'll do is I also contact Miss Mac and let her know. You know, shout out to her because she's definitely doing things.
Right. Definitely
way,
shout out to Miss Mac.
I'm definitely going to talk to him. I've been dealing with her for a long time, you know. So I'm definitely going to talk to him, you know, and see what's going on. See if we can get you up in there.
Okay.
Definitely see if we can get you up in there. And I'm going to send him, if it's all right with you, I also want to send him your track so he can hear it.
Okay.
If it's all right with you. I don't want to send it without your permission. You know what I mean?
No, that's cool.
Okay. But you definitely gonna hear something no later than Monday.
Monday. Monday is my birthday, so I hope to hear some good
news.
Oh,
happy birthday.
What?
Thank you.
Okay. In fact, soon as we end the show, I'm gonna call him. As soon as we end the show,
okay.
You got my word.
Awesome.
Call him and see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, come on, Rich.
You know, you definitely welcome back anytime. You definitely welcome back. You know.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's an honor. Like I told you before, it's an honor definitely having you on. Once I heard, I said, wow. But I'm definitely going to push to get you up in there.
Now, Rich Money, just before we end the show, I just want to, I don't know if you asked her to give out her information, her information,
actually,
but any website information. I know I have your YouTube. Is there any other website that you want people to go on to support you on?
Yes, my
SoundCloud, all that stuff. I don't know if you
have
that type of stuff you want to give out.
I have an official website. It's called thebusiness.com,
Hello?
And that's spelled. Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
You hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I can. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So my official website is called thebusiness.com, and that's spelled thabysness. And you can find everything through my official website.
Okay, gotcha.
So, just look for the call. As soon as we get off this line, I'm going to call him. And we definitely going to make things happen. All right, Abyss? So make sure you let Mash know.
All right.
It's Mag. But it's definitely going to go down. We definitely going to do what we got to do. Ain't no question about it.
Will do.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right.
All right, y'all.
Happen.
I appreciate y'all.
All right. For sure. We appreciate you as well. Abyss the Business, Dons and Divas. All right, y'all. That's it for tonight's show. Once again, don't forget to fall. Abyss up in there because she really needs to be heard. She's definitely doing big things, and we're going to make it our business to get her up in there so she can hear, you know, so they can hear exactly what's going on with her. I don't know. I think Storm got disconnected. Oh, there you go.
I did, but I called right back in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, you know, we definitely going to make it our business. It's going down June 4th, 2017. At the Black Thorn in Queens, 80-12 51st Street, Elmhurst Avenue in Queens. We definitely going to try to get up in there. Special guest judges, Cuban Link, Shampoo from Def Jam Recording, DJ Will from 105.1, hosted by Chrissy Monroe from Melvin Hip Hop. Also, you got Wolf, Women's of Love and Faith. They backpack. Event is going on Saturday, July 22nd, 2 to 6 p.m. Minimum donation is $25. You know, your whole family come enjoy refreshments and cake will be served. you know, like I said, that's Saturday, July 22nd, 2017. Also, you got Mad Focus, Daddy Doc Kim Gatlin doing his thing for the kids once again, writing an essay. He's giving out, you know, money this time. Last time he gave out what? An Xbox, a bike, and an iPad. This time he's giving out $200, $100, and $50. You know, if you want to intel, you know, he's on Facebook, Doc Kim Daddy, Doc Kim Daddy Gatlin, D-A-H-K-I-M, Daddy Da, D-A-H, Gatlin, G-A-T-L-I-N-G. You know, that's ending on June 22nd, and the winner of, you know, the child that wins, they get to come on GQ Palace Radio and read their essay as well. Shout out to Kitty City, you know, she's doing her thing as well, Kitty City, you know, shout out to Sonny in the building, you know, Kitty City, Kitty Bay, Kitty City series coming to Netflix in October 2017, that's another thing going down, and don't forget, look up Abyss, because she's doing big things, and we're going to help her make her way all the way up there, you know, shout out to Yolanda Mack as well. Mac Marketing Enterprise, you know, she's doing her thing as well. Shout out to her. Anything you want to say, Storm?
No, just have a safe and blessed weekend. Be safe out there. It's holiday weekend. You know what happens. Look out for those checkpoints because you know they're going to be out this weekend. So have a blessed and safe weekend and take care.
Yes. And be reasonable people. Don't drink and drive. If you feel you had too much for this weekend, don't even do it to yourself. Because they're going to be out there looking for you. All right? That's it for tonight. We want to thank y'all. I am Rich Money. I have the lovely, beautiful Storm. And y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. We out.
God bless
you. I have to go out with You Mad again. I love that girl. Why You Mad?
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Entertain with your host, Rich Money Storm. Don't keep it locked.
This is the GQ Palace. It's free.
It's butter, baby.
You know what
baby,
I noticed?
Baby,
what, girl?
Baby,
no matter what you do, you always gonna have some haters. And just when you think the haters done, it's like, really? I can't have a hit? But why? Okay. Since y'all got a hate on everything I do, you know, since I can't live,
yeah?
They be like, hot damn ho, here she go again. Still murdering words purposely, perfect without the surgery. Surgically removing the worst of the worst surgery. Emergency, 911, they reporting third degree. Homicide, but why, like they never heard of me. Surprise, like flashing before their eyes, now they nervous me. Cursing, sitting in the corner like they're nerving me. They blurry, I ain't worried, they ain't hurting me. That's why I be asking, you mean? Always got their mouth open, slow poking their nose in your business. Trying to make it seem they up to date on your statistics. Wishing they had a clue, spreading rumors off that wish list. The list with all the wishing they had your characteristics. Scheming, wanna be you so bad, don't they? Too bad he broke the mold when he made the one and only. They told me at the top that it's gonna be pretty lonely. I don't need nobody with me if you're bony. What? I can't hear you. Don't. don't nobody do it like I do. They have yet to show and prove it. My music ain't just amusement, it's truth inside of a movement. Born into it, I'm fluent. Can't carbon copy my blueprint. Balls on top of these markers, truth markers were found and ruined. You doing too much. Yep, you losing, look for can't touch. Yeah, you stupid if you think the human in me could give a fuck about you basic haters. You say chasing the way up in this wave. I'm a driller, stop, you get ate up. Keep trying to play a player. I don't be playing fair. Nope. I stay fresh to death and you stay gasping for air. Hope you said you a prayer. Petty and I don't care. Yep. If you coming for me, make sure you come with a payer. Yeah, I'm talking brass. I be dishing your bag. You shouldn't be throwing rocks from your house made out of glass. Yeah. Grow up, you moving too fast. They booing you trash. You doomed to get past. You ain't first, you last.
So, yeah. I see what you're talking about now. And I guess that's why you're mad.